Imagine this scene. An anthrax scare descends upon a Chicago festival with more than 100,000 people in attendance. There are festival goers from all over the state, and they bring the threat of this potentially deadly bacterial disease with them. So the governor orders emergency medications to be dispensed to all 102 counties within 24 hours. Could McLean County handle a mass distribution to its more than 170,000 residents in such a short period of time? As GLT's Eric Stock reports, health and emergency officials tried to simulate that doomsday scenario in a full-scale exercise in Normal.
Redbird Arena, one of the few places in the county large enough for a mass distribution of medications, was the test site as staff from the McLean County Health Department, Illinois State University, McLean County Emergency Management, the Normal Fire Department, and more than 100 volunteers simulated how they could dispense medications to thousands of people and, when necessary, check them for potential anthrax exposure. One of the volunteers was Jenny Riggins of Normal. It's an exercise of particular interest to her. As a retiree of ISU Student Health Services, Riggins says she was impressed with how well the event was organized, but noticed some potential problem spots. In one instance, she played a mom with two young children.
They didn't offer me any particular accommodation, so I had to fill out information on a clipboard, and I probably have this four-month-old on the front of me in a pack, and I maybe have the two-year-old in a stroller. I'm thinking that would have been quite challenging.
Riggins adds parents might have been expecting liquid medications for their young children. That, she says, would have created another obstacle.
There were instructions, very detailed instructions, that you have to smash up the pills, combine them with water, figure out how much dose to give. That would be a challenge to the modern parent because they would have never done that.
McCartney Britton from Colchester decided to take part of the exercise as he is studying emergency management at Western Illinois University. We joined Britton for a walkthrough as he tried to get life-saving meds for himself and his neighbor.
Right now we're filling out, it's basically who you are, and what members are, like, if you're picking up for your family, like right now the actor that I'm playing, I'm picking up for my homebound neighbor. So I got to put his name and his information on this sheet, too, and see if they'll dispense for me or not. And then basically it's also, do I have any allergies to any of the medication that they're going to be dispensing for the anthrax exposure.
What followed for Britton was a maze of confusion and sometimes conflicting messages. It required patience and persistence.
I'll be able to pick up for my neighbor today. I don't actually have his information, but he's homebound, so he's actually not able to make it to the pod.
I believe we need to know at least if he's allergic, so we know what kind of medicine to give him. Do you have that information?
Nope, I just have her name, age, and weight. She's 90 years old, so she can't get out very well.
Well, we can mark a question mark, and you can ask the nurses. We'll go ahead and fill out her information as much as you know.
Is it relatively painless?
That one was actually a little bit more difficult when you're picking up for somebody that's not your immediate family, and you don't have all the information that they're going to need, whether or not, you know, if she's allergic to the medication or not.
You didn't get a definitive answer.
I did not, so hopefully we'll talk to the nurses and see what they say.
When you're all complete here, I would like for you to go down. There's a medical examinations table. Go down and talk to them about your symptoms, but also explain to them Sherry's needs as well.
Okay.
So were you able to get the medications for your neighbor?
No, not at this time. I have to go speak with the medical evaluation team, talk about my symptoms, and then explain Sherry's needs and why she can't be here. And hopefully we get a good answer.
So you still have to sell it?
Yep, still have to sell it.
Hi.
Hello. I'm sent over here to talk to you about my symptoms. I've got swollen lymph nodes. I've been sore throat, coughing, feeling tired for the last 2 days. And I'm also need to talk to you guys about picking up for my neighbor, Sherry Wright. She's homebound. She's 90. And so she can't make it here to get the medication.
Okay. Can I take a look at what you got so far?
Yep.
You don't have a form filled out for Sherry.
They didn't give me one. The last lady at the nurse's station, she took the address form and all that with her on there.
I think you need to go back to the line at the beginning because I need to have a form on Sherry.
Sherry was on my last form. Like I said, the nurse just took it when she gave me my Cipro and then said I needed to come talk to you guys about Sherry's meds.
Okay. Is Sherry allergic to doxycycline?
I'm not sure of her allergies.
Okay. Does she have any medical conditions that you're aware of?
She's just homebound due to her age.
Okay.
She's 90.
All right. So Sherry's going to get doxycycline. It's going to be one tablet of a mouth every 12 hours as directed.
So you got him.
I did. And, like, another thing that, you know, thank God this is a training exercise because, you know, it's just another thing that, you know, there's going to be people out there for their neighbors or, you know, elderly in nursing homes even that won't be able to come in here to the pod. And it's going to be definitely a learning experience to figure out what the correct way to do it. So I'm just glad that I was able to help Sherry today.
One comment I heard from one of the folks that went through the line was while they were able to get through pretty quickly, if this were a real-life emergency, Redbird Arena would be full of people. There would be thousands possibly making their way through the doors all at once as opposed to a couple of dozen. And, of course, you would have the stress of a real-life situation. How would that potentially impact that?
So the folks that I was working with in the room, leaders of the respective agencies, had those similar discussions. It's all about how we communicate to the public in getting them to the arena in sort of a sequential manner, in trying to contact certain groups of people to come first, as much as we can trying to make it organized, as well as contacting, our bus systems and other ways to get people into the arena in an orderly manner. So while in as much as we want to plan ahead and think that it would work well, we know that in a real-life situation, that Redbird Arena would be full of people. But we would make sure, and that's why we practice, that's why we have these events to make sure that we know how we can make it the most orderly for people so they get the help that they need.
I imagine all the actors were able to get to Redbird Arena on their own today. In real life, that wouldn't be the case.
That is correct. And we know that we would have to have communication with our bus systems and even with others who provide transportation to say we need help with this. And we would have that as well planned ahead. And we're discussing that in what we call a hot wash. We kind of take what we've learned and say, what are we going to need to plan for again? This is not a one and done. The exercise is really just a small part of us analyzing how we would respond in the future.
Volunteers stayed after the event to offer their feedback to managers. As volunteer Jenny Riggins noted, the feedback will make it better next time, and she hopes the exercise is never needed in real life. I'm Eric Stock.
The medications for such an event would come from a national stockpile of reserve medications at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as warehoused at undisclosed locations all over the country. They were last deployed during an anthrax scare in 2001, 1 week after the 9/11 terror attacks. This is Sound Ideas.